Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Vacation.
Well, it's also your 30th birthday celebration, which I think is pretty
sweet. What day is that? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Our guy turns 30.
I know.
And I'll be in Naples by 10 a.m.
What a day for you.
Hey, what time will you have your first beer?
Before 10 a.m. You going to have an airport beer?
So I wonder, like, what time?
Open. It's open. You will be
don't
able
worry
to,
about it. It'll be open.
You will be able to buy a beer at the airport tomorrow morning. I have 100% certainty on that.
I would sneak one in then before 100% before we get on the flight.
Of course, it's your birthday.
You know, I think it was Freud who said, "Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar." And I
was the one who had all those hang-ups on things like that.
I've never done this job that way, where sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Sometimes what Tomlin says is just what he says. I always think that there's deeper meanings and ulterior motives and things like that.
Sure.
And I just played a clip of him doing his typical, here's me for 5 minutes, making the team we're playing this Sunday out to be one of the greatest football teams of all time.
Yep.
We've heard that for more than 18 years now. He spends a huge chunk of his press conference making the opponent out to be great. And he chose for this game, he could have said Jordan Love. He could have said Josh Jacobs. He could have said Micah Parsons. He could have said any number of people. He could have said their head coach, Matt LaFleur. Instead, he started with the other team's defensive coordinator. And that guy's Jeff Hafley, who used to be at Pitt under Dave Wannstedt. That's where he really started to make his bones in coaching. And I bring that up because it is interesting to me that Tomlin, every week, seems to gravitate towards what is going on with the team's defense we're playing as far as who coaches them. Last week it was, we're playing the Bengals. I don't know much about their defense because I've never seen Al Golden before. He's been a college coach.
But if it was Lou Anarumo, you bet your ass I'd know what they're doing.
Week before that, Browns.
Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz is a mad scientist. This guy is incredible.
Week before that, Brian Flores.
Right. So he's done this repeatedly. And it goes to show you how valuable he thinks, given his background and his life story, how vital he thinks defensive coaching is.
He just thinks he doesn't need one because he's the guy.
And that's what I was getting to.
I'm the guy that I always talk about on other teams. I'm that guy.
These people are all lieutenants. They're not generals. They're not the captains. They're not in charge. He finds it worthwhile to tell us, the media, fans, how great the other team's defensive coaching is, and it's usually coming from an assistant and not a head coach. The top-ranking defensive member of the coaching staff is not the head coach, it's the defensive coordinator for a lot of the teams they've played.
Mm-hmm.
And he put such little stock in that position on his own coaching staff.
I do it.
Yes, he hires yes men.
It's my defense.
He hires guys who answer to him and do his bidding.
Brian Flores, who if you polled anonymously so they wouldn't have to know they were being mean on the record to Mike Tomlin, God forbid, if you polled the other 31 head coaches in the NFL and you asked them a simple question, who is the better defensive coach, Brian Flores or Mike Tomlin, I don't think one person would pick Mike.
And here,
same with Fangio.
And if what we've seen so far this year, if you extrapolate that out and it plays out over the course of 17 games and if they make a playoff game, and it's the offense that carries the team, and it's Aaron Rodgers who carries the team, and the defense is the weakness, and the defense is what lets them down. When Art Rooney felt like they might potentially waste the best years of Ben Roethlisberger, he fired Bruce Arians, made up some cockamamie retirement story, and then brought in Todd Haley. And that was not a bad thing. Their offense was really good under Haley. Arians, I think, was a better coach. I mean, he went on to win Super Bowls and Coach of the Year awards.
But he was Ben's friend.
He was Ben's friend. And for as much as Art loves Mike, I think he loved Ben equally or maybe more because he realized the value of a franchise quarterback. He fired that guy's friend because he wanted to get the best ROI, the best return on Ben Roethlisberger investment. How could he look at this season? If it goes this way, there's still a ton of football left. There's 11 games left. But if this six-game stretch ends up being the pattern of behavior we see the whole season from the defense, he should do the same thing. He should make Mike relinquish control of his defense and hire someone to run their defense and do that side of the ball.
He never will.
But my point is, if he was willing to neuter Ben, why would he not neuter his head coach? He neutered a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback in his prime, Chris.
Because they venerate head coaches more than anything.
But the head coach in one specific area of his job, calling defense, setting up defense, is doing a lousy job. They should be one of the highest ranked defenses in the NFL, and they're closer to the bottom than the top. How do you just continue if you're the owner?
He probably felt like too with Ben. I'm not saying this is like a necessarily a good reason to make a decision. Given that 2010 was very recently in the rearview mirror, that Ben had gotten himself suspended, that Art was presumably pretty ticked about that, he probably didn't feel like, despite Ben's two Super Bowl appearances or two Super Bowl wins and three appearances, I bet you after a year removed from that in 2011, after that season goes down,
yeah,
Art still feels like the whole 2010 stuff is in Milledgeville and just the attendant drama and egg on the face that caused the franchise is fresh enough that he wasn't inclined to do Ben, regardless of his on-field resume, all that many favors.
But Ben had come back and went to a Super Bowl and led another 12-4 season.
I am aware of that. Yeah. I am telling you that off the field, Art might have been pissed and not so inclined to give Ben what he wanted there. There was also the matter of, it wasn't just that Arians, you're saying things like he wanted the best of Ben's career. Arians was going to get Ben killed because he was encouraging a play style that was continuing to have Ben take massive hits all the time.
Okay, so you're saying
The reason to bring Haley in was explicitly stated as he's going to keep him healthier.
I understand that, which is also the same thing as saying he didn't want to waste Ben. He didn't want to lose out on Ben. Why would you want to waste or lose out on this defense? Now, maybe they've made bad investments, and we've talked about it today. maybe a lot of these vets are past their prime, over their hill, and therefore overpaid. But if you think about just, he's a money guy, Art, right? I mean, this is a guy that we think really looks at dollars and cents. What's the difference between feeling like you're losing out on, at the time, like a $20 million quarterback investment, or if you want to like look at the life of the contract, a $100 million quarterback investment, versus losing out on a $160 million investment in your defense? When you spend that amount of money on something and you're getting this little back, I think even a guy who moves at a glacial pace on things would have to be thrown into action, no?
I don't think
Wouldn't
so.
Wouldn't he?
Well, you're seeing right now he's not.
So
there's no, he's never going to come out mid-season unless he has
not
to talk about something.
Right.
But he has repeatedly telegraphed that he holds Mike in higher esteem almost than anybody in the organization.
But dictates
to him.
Can he have his cake and eat it too and keep Mike as the head coach and keep paying him all this money, but tell him, you're going to hire somebody from this list.
What if Mike balks
can-
at that? What if Mike says, I am the man to fix this?
Great question. I don't.
Because I think he would. Well, I think he would feel very empowered to go right into Art and say, I'm not going for that. I can't go for that. No can do.
But the rebuttal is, as a lawyer, cool, Mike, you're mad about this. Here are the results.
Also,
how do you argue against that?
Speaking of ROI, isn't one of the reasons that he probably pays Mike what he does is that he functions as a defensive coordinator, which is, what, a couple million dollars if you want a really good one?
Yeah.
So why would he pay him the same amount of money when he's technically taking financial responsibility and actual responsibility off his
So
plate?
What are you supposed to do then? Just keep doing the same thing over and over again and is expecting different results?
Yes.
That's right out of the caller to the fan playbook. That is the definition of insanity,
Malzi. It's also out of the Mike Tomlin playbook. He goes and says that on these big puffy sit-down interviews he does where he spouts dime store wisdom and people lap it up like it's Confucius in the modern day.
Here's Mike.
Art Rooney, by the way, is absolutely the kind of guy who will just say, well, I'm going to keep having Mike trot it out there and assume it's going to work differently.
Here's Mike in Bethel Park. Hello, Mike.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, man, we're good.
Everything you guys, Pony, you've been saying about Tomlin and same with Chris, I just agree with. You know, it's just never been more time. You know, I'm a little bit older than Donnie. I'm 32. You know, I'm excited for every single Steelers game. I just don't get excited anymore. It's like the meme. You know the meme where it's like you are at this point, and it's the same thing with the Steelers. Thursday night loss. They'll get a couple more wins, and then they'll collapse down the end.
What?
And then what's the biggest, you know, like more evidence that it's the coaching and on this defense? This man, Jamar Chase, had 23 targets.
Jamar Chase knew, said they knew what was coming, and they were excited to see it.
Hoping it was going to happen.
Right. And how much turnover since Ben Roethlisberger has retired has happened on this team, and it's the same result?
Well, you say you get
excited,
Mike.
I think it's only Watt, Highsmith, and Hayward.
Mike,
and Boswell.
You say you get excited for every game still.
But not the same, he said.
But I think the thing for me is I still watch every game with the same level of interest, and I'm looking for storylines, but I do so against a weird backdrop where I assume everything is going to shake out the same. And it becomes, when they show you something good, Mike, at least for me, it becomes impossible to really buy into that good thing and get excited about it because I assume water's going
to
find
its level
again.
Well, you did start to buy into this team, though, because you said that they were going to win the division 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, I got
ago.
Peer pressured. Donnie was
peer
just...
Peer pressured?
Donnie
no
was
one
resolute
held a gun
there.
To your head.
Donnie was resolute there, and he was rewarded for it. I was wrong about that.
Well, he hasn't been rewarded for it yet.
It's
I mean, they haven't
happen.
Won... It's, so you think it's fait accompli the Ravens win the division?
It feels like something turned in that Bengals game.
Yes, that was my exact point after the game.
Well, congratulations
and I tried to make
on
that,
all your
and
success.
And I said that at the beginning of yesterday's show, and you tried to argue with me on that.
I just think you tried to argue with everybody at the beginning of yesterday's show. I was just kind of sitting here consuming it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think we've been talking about that since the beginning of team development. We got a deep and talented group in that space, and they're all eligible, positionless receivers, REC. I mean, that's kind of been the spirit in which we've operated all season.
Mike Tomlin there, I think, dropped a little clue when talking about his tight ends and saying REC and their eligibles and making it sound like, hey, you guys obsess about wide receivers. Our tight ends basically function as wide receivers. And that's either him really not feeling like they are in need of wide receiver help this season, or it's a smokescreen where he's making it seem like they're not desperate and they don't need one. But behind the scenes and behind closed doors, they really, really do want one. They just don't want everybody to know that they're
What's more
freaking
likely
out over
to you?
I think probably the latter. I bring that up because Ray McCloud just got released by the Falcons, and Tyler Lockett is getting his release today and can sign with the team tomorrow. And I would not be the least bit surprised if one of those two guys are here by Friday.
So now Ray McCloud's a wide receiver too, huh? In this economy.
He's wide receiver insurance.
Tyler Lockett at least has been a wide receiver two and a wide receiver one, actually, before in his career.
Ray was wide receiver two for Atlanta last year.
How'd he do?
Funny you should ask, Mulsey. I have the internet in front of me, and
the
in
whole
two
internet.
Seconds I can give you the numbers. Last year, how about this? You ready? 62 catches, 686 yards.
How many touchdowns?
Uno.
62 for 686 is borderline unfathomable for me, for Ray McCloud. Just for the Ray McCloud I knew here. and I watched.
Yeah. What do you think Calvin Austin had last year in the Steelers offense? Donnie, do you know off the top of your head?
38 catches for probably like 500, 600 yards. No, wait, it'd have to be like 40-some catches for like 600 yards.
I thought he had around the same number of yards as McLeod.
58 fewer, 548 fewer, 4 touchdowns more. So
wait, 548 fewer?
No. He's saying he had fewer in 58 receptions, fewer than McLeod, 548 fewer yards, but 4 more touchdowns.
Okay, I was
going to
say, he definitely had more yards
than
that.
Yeah, he said that weird.
Yeah, sorry. So Ray-Ray McLeod was better than Calvin Austin last year.
Again, so I guess it's off the table if you're right in theorizing that they really are trying to beat the bushes for any wide receiver two or depth wide receiver. Just off the table that maybe, I guess we'd have to see in the Packers game, that Roman Wilson catching a couple balls and looking competent leads to more for Roman Wilson. That moving train is still moving pretty fast. He barely hopped on and he might fall off at any time.
Or maybe it's like Tomlin answering questions about Nick Herbig and Pat Freiermuth. Stay tuned.
I would like it if it was stay tuned. You drafted the guy in the third round. Attempt to, if he shows that he might actually be ready to start contributing, let him try to contribute. If your quarterback, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame and who's playing very good football by and large, thinks he's ready and trusts him enough to target him, do it.
Here is Dave in Delmont. Hello, Dave.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, I've been feeling that way for about 5 years with Tomlin, what that last caller said. But I got to, and I even called in, used to tell you guys that finally you jumped on the train and are tired of him too. But I wanted to call, that game on Thursday with that receiver, that reminded me of that playoff game in Denver where Ike Taylor and whoever wanted to cover that receiver couldn't cover him, and then Mike let Ike Taylor cover him one-on-one in overtime, and it was like a 70-yard touchdown.
Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I mean, I don't know if – does he know that you can make adjustments during halftime or in the second quarter or third quarter? I mean, it's like he stands there and he's oblivious to what's going on, and then he says – there were two big runs that caused the problem, and not the 16 catches from a Chase. What is going on here?
And the two runs scared him out of playing Nick Herbig, his sack leader, because they needed to stop the run or they needed to slow down the run. And then when there was no chance Cincinnati was going to run the ball at the end of the game, Herbig was still on the sidelines. So he screwed up royally. He's had good games this year, I think. This was, I think, his worst. Even worse than the Seattle game when he had a running back returning a kick who didn't know the rules. And he had a defense that gave up what? On a goal-to-go situation from the 19-yard line, gave up a touchdown.
The first time a guy had never the longest happened. Ever run from a third and goal that far out.
Yep. And somehow this, I still think, takes the cake. But, hey... remember, he said today that he loved the fight he saw on this team, and they did get that one necessary stop in the fourth quarter, and he was proud of that. I still cannot get over that comment, man.
I mean, I can't. The more I think about it, the more I can, because he's just it's a lot of this is self-serving, and I think he is his staunchest believer. I don't think Mike has ever doubted his own abilities or his own capacity to turn a team around or to get back and have a good game after a bad game. And so we say all this and it drives us nuts. I think he's sitting there as confident as he's ever been. I think, as a matter of fact, I don't think Mike has become even slightly humbled by the way he's been bounced from the playoffs all these years in a row. I really just think that's water off a duck's back for him.
Well, I forget the exact verbiage of the call that we had a little while ago, but you just caused me to remember it because we were talking. I think the caller was asking about Art. Oh, he was talking about like post Ben Roethlisberger, like all the changes that have been made, and yet they still get the same results. I think ownership and I think Mike feel like what they've done post Ben is not to be criticized, but is to be lauded. That they have remained a team that is either in the playoffs or in the playoff hunt post their franchise quarterback retiring?
Yeah, it's a symptom of a backwards view that they feel if they get in, they can beat anybody, when if any team has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that just getting in doesn't mean you have a realistic chance, it's them. They've been cannon fodder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
How about this? Summer of Malzahn update. Join Chris Muller at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 until 2. You can play Madden 2026 with Malzahn, view players' lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This is a one-of-a-kind interactive experience, the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's, an official partner of the NFL, and an official partner with Malzahn.
I mean, what do you boys want me to say?
Now the autumn of Malzahn.
The what?
The autumn, is a Malzahn.
Yeah. I mean, this year I'm going to end up looking back on it, and it's just banner year all the way around. And who knows? We've got how many months left? 2.5 months left in the year?
That is the siren call to all those people out there that want to see their businesses take off like a rocket ship. Three words. Partner with Malzahn.
I mean,
it's true.
They're coming out of my pores, Donnie. It's just oozing right out of the pores.
All right. Time for Donnie's biggest football segment. We call it the Donnie Football Debrief. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. All right, Don.
The Debrief, October 21, 2025. Are the Ravens getting a little bit more serious after the bye week?
What the hell was that?
That was my Raven noise.
This from the Baltimore Sun. After falling to 1-5, the Ravens have removed the ping pong table, video game consoles, basketball hoop, and cornhole boards from the locker room.
Best I've ever felt about the Steelers holding them off is when coaches do stupid things like remove the games in locker rooms.
I'll admit it is kind of a dumb looking move.
What's going to happen next week? The players only meeting? Come on now, Ravens. Act like you've been there before. Actually, better yet, don't act like you've been there before and continue to freak out and think that you're screwed and the panic button needs pushed down and your season is circling down the drain. I would prefer that, and it sounds like they are doing things
like
that.
It is really, Don, it is really, I'm trying to think if there's anything I find funnier, especially in professional sports where we know all these guys are making millions and the pressure is what it is. I really do think the, I'm taking all the fun stuff out, like, or, oh, you guys had a little juice bar over there and your little coffee maker, your special coffee? No. We're taking this back to Spartan times.
I can tell you exactly what I would do if I were John Harbaugh. I would have gone in there yesterday and said, guys, we're back from our bye. It's a new week. It's a new season. Let's act like the first six games of the season didn't happen. And here's what gives me hope that starting this Sunday with the Bears, we're going to be all right. And I would just have my people put together a montage of incredible Lamar Jackson plays and sit down and say, this guy's coming back. Now let's go to work. And not take away ping pong tables and a golden tee from the Ravens locker room. Take away Miss Pac-Man.
Also, they're just playing cornhole in there. They got like a whole area. Did they have shuffleboard, you said, Donnie?
Like the ping pong, video games, basketball hoop, cornhole board.
You know, fortunately for the Steelers, their locker rooms aren't big enough to have any of those games, so they wouldn't have to worry about that. There's not
enough
room.
And as Cavalia said, that's Pitt's fault.
Yeah,
they're
not
able to make
room.
Their side really nice, but the Steelers don't.
The Steelers thought they could get a stickball game going with like a bunch of rolled up socks and rubber bands and an actual stick from
outside. Remember,
outside.
It was like big news when they inserted a sauna. You know, like the thing that every LA Fitness on the globe has.
The Steelers like had a vending machine that they're threatening to take out after this defensive performance. It had Aquafina in it.
Do they make their players and coaches pay for using the vending machines like in Moneyball with the A's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think anything gets stuck like the ones here sometimes?
Tomlin storms in and says, I'm taking the card table away, and it's just literally
actually,
a plain round table with a couple
actually,
folding
I
chairs.
Do know a team that I bet you can guess. It's not the Steelers.
Bengals.
Yes.
That was easy.
Because...
That was easy.
I know of a coach who used to work for the Bengals, and he went to a new team, and he put money into the vending machine. And, like, everybody laughed and said, what are you doing? And he's like, I went to get a Snickers bar or something. And they're like, dude, you don't have to do that here.
They're
and
free?
He said, well, we did in Cincinnati.
I mean, Mike Brown is the cheapest owner. In all of sports?
Given that
there's a salary cap, probably.
I like it's so funny that when they, like, you see Joe Flacco signs there and he's going to his first practice and they have to, like, walk across streets to get to their practice field.
Yeah. Because they'll always show that stock footage of, like, Chase and Higgins or, like, Burrow whenever they're, like, their major news. Like, the Bengals were making that push last year. And I think they even showed Higgins once, like, slip because he's wearing cleats on asphalt. They're just randomly walking across, like, a service road to get to the practice field.
Donnie, may I ask you in your segment the question I ask you every Tuesday? Among the power rankings that are out today, give me the Steelers' highest ranking on one of these rankings lists, and give me what you think is their lowest ranking on one of these rankings lists, like the range of Steelers rankings for week 8.
13
is highest or lowest?
Highest.
Okay.
Lowest, I will say 20.
Malsi, you want to give it a stab?
I think the highest that they are ranked is 15th and the lowest is 19th.
Okay. The highest they are ranked is 12th by Mike Florio.
Still believes.
Who will join us tomorrow at 3:30.
We'll grill him about that.
The lowest is 14th by CBSSports.com, which is interesting because CBS Sports last week at this time had the Steelers third in the entire NFL. So they dropped them 11 spots after one game.
I guess 19th would have been a ridiculous place to put them. They're in first place in their division.
Yeah.
They're 4-2. Like, that would have been beyond the pale.
Beyond the pale? Wow.
How could
you have them? Is that a Lowe's pun because you're going to be there with pails of paint?
Pails of paint?
Well, you know, you put it in a pail, don't you?
It's a bucket.
What's a pail used for then?
Going to the beach and putting like sand in a pail. A lunch pail.
No, if you're doing...
A paint pail?
Time out. If you're doing little touch-up work, corners and things like that, you don't get a big bucket of paint. You want a little pail.
If I have a tiny bit of touch-up work to do in my house...
You get a tiny pail of paint.
I take like a glass mason jar, pour the paint in there, and that's what I paint from.
Speaking of jars...
Okay, here he is, Donnie, moving along because no one says...
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Malzy. I mean, I just did a quick search, and you can just get a paint pail.
Let's
get
go.
The F out of here, dude.
Take that.
Is that AI?
Summer of Malzy officially
Somebody
over.
Draining a pond to give you the wrong answer
Speaking
there?
Speaking of jars.
Tristan?
Tell me if you guys would do this in your household as a kid growing up. Because we did, and all my cousins and all my friends did.
Okay.
But Amanda acted like I was speaking Chinese when I brought this up last night. When I was, say, in like second or third grade, and I would go over a friend's house, and I would ask for a drink, okay?
Yeah.
That drink would oftentimes get served to me in a Flintstones jelly jar, where there was something called Flintstones jelly that came in glass jars. And when the Flintstones jelly was gone... Parents would wash out the jars, and they would turn the jars into cups for kids to use.
Yes.
Do you remember this now?
I had to get like the actual picture to jog my memory. It didn't happen a ton, but it definitely happened.
Yes, the Flintstone jelly jar glass.
Wait, I'm
looking
at some
more of these bad boys. And you get like a glass of milk or pop or something at your friend's house.
Oh, yeah.
In a Fred Flintstone jar. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Is this before your time, Donnie? 100%. The Flintstone jelly jar?
Now I'm remembering this. That purple dinosaur?
Yeah. Absolutely. You remember these guys? I bet your sister would. Isn't your sister closer to our age?
I think this is
she's on mid-30s.
This is towards the elder millennial end of things. So I think like 37 to 45, you're getting this.
Yeah, it doesn't look familiar to me.
Pony, thank you for bringing up that insane pull from the past because now I'm recognizing
it. It's like all parents from around the world would turn these Flintstone jelly jars.
You also would get
into glasses that they would drink out of.
This is also something that I think is completely foreign. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like McDonald's back in the day would have collectible glasses you'd be drinking out of too.
Yeah.
Have a jar with like Grimace's purple ass on there and you're just drinking out of it. Hamburglar out there.
All right.
I'd love a Grimace one.
Thank you for a debrief. Do they still have his shake?
I think that was a limited time thing.
Speaking of
which, it was good though. I remember having
it. Not a Shamrock Shake guy. Don't understand the appeal.
I'll get like one per year.
Basic chocolate or strawberry shake is what matters there.
One of the people I work out with was thinking about doing a couple's Halloween party costume, and it was Ronald McDonald and Grimace, and I'm like, I love that. Somebody walked into my party, it's just a big purple blob.
Alex has already...
I would be ecstatic.
I'm going to be the Western Kentucky Hilltopper one year.
Alex, what's Sarah going to be?
You know I love that guy.
She should... Like, you should be the
Hilltopper. What would she be?
Yeah, what's another...
I have no idea.
What's another ridiculous college mascot that, like, would go perfect with the Hilltopper, which is just a mound of red?
Well, but don't ask Harry Callis that question.
What if she went as the Stanford tree?
Flummox. That's a good one.
What if she was the tree and you were the mound of red?
I did always like the tree.
Pony, you should go as the Syracuse Orange one of these times. Just giant orange.
A friend from college came up to me at Mike's Beer Bar last year.
Yeah.
And with older kids than mine. And she said, hey, my son, I think, was the orange for Halloween a couple years ago. He's too big for the costume now. Do you want it? And I'm like, hell yes. But that person hasn't ever try talking to me.
We've got some very good takes on the YouTube comments. Yinzer Moose says we definitely had Flintstones jars to drink out of. That was a big one, so you've got people there on your side. Our buddy Johnny, Stoner Johnny, the best restaurant glass for drinking, the old school red Pizza Hut thick plastic cup. Now that I can remember. I was eating pizza a bunch.
I miss Pizza Hut buffet.
Did you know there's one in
Baden? Pizza Hut buffet was really
Pony, there's a Pizza Hut in Baden up like 65.
That does that?
That's sitting people down for sit-down service now. You walk up like to a counter, order, and you have sit-down pizza. They don't have the buffet, but remember when Wendy's had the old like greenhouse-looking places?
Yeah, and they would have the salad bar.
The yellow logo.
And we used to be a proper country here.
You were never around for the salad bar at Wendy's, were you?
No, I do remember the buffet at Pizza Hut.
They had
those only went away, what, maybe like 5 to 10 years ago.
Pizza Hut had the, Wendy's had the salad bar, and one of them was like Jell-O with pieces of bananas and like strawberries in it. I remember those.
There were also only a few of these. I don't know if Waynesburg still has one, but they had one of the few in PA, the KFC buffets.
I've never seen that in my entire life.
Irwin had one.
That's got to be a franchisee who's gone rogue.
Irwin on Route 30 had one,
okay,
and then Waynesburg had one.
We've got Johnny in the YouTube chat saying he had a cup, like a commemorative cup from the Brighton Hot Dog Shop with Pomp and Ron Cook's faces on it.
Oh, yeah, that's here. We've got one here in the back. There's one in this building of those two together. All right. Thank you, Donnie, for another debrief that went off the rails.
As usual, as soon as something like this, all it took was him bringing up jelly jars. Our YouTube chat, which usually just spends time either insulting us, insulting each other, or talking about nonsense,
went nuts.
Has just gone crazy with nostalgia.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.